On a recent Friday night at the new Magazine Street night spot, Ivy, the waitstaff seemed to be in perpetual motion, whisking around tightly spaced tables with plates of crab claws, sliced Italian meats curled on wooden platters, and amber-hued old-fashioned cocktails in rocks glasses the size of goblets. It resembled many another busy dinner scene, except this one was unfolding after 10 p.m., and no one in the packed dining room was having dinner. Not exactly. Ivy was opened last month by the same people behind Gautreaux's, that elegant uptown restaurant. Ivy, however, is cut from a different cloth. In fact, it's the latest example of a growing local dining niche that splits the difference between high-end restaurant and upscale lounge. From the types of dishes served to the layout of the room, these places curate a loose, after-hours scene. And as holiday events fill the calendar, they are in their prime season. When the office party is winding down, you're dressed up, maybe still hungry, and certainly not ready to call it a night, they offer a more food-focused alternative to smoky bars and typical tavern fare. They serve small plates and snacks rather than conventional dinner courses. They keep late hours, typically until midnight or later, and they dispense with many of the expected trappings of fine dining, like reservations. That didn't discourage a party of 10 who recently swept into Ivy in black tie and furs, or on another occasion, a banquet full of young women who happened to have their own sketch artist in tow. In a way, these places function like hotel lounges, without the hotel. Another way to think of them is as in-between spots. If it's your first stop of the night, it probably won't be your last, and if it is your last stop, it probably wasn't your first. These cycles play out nightly, just down Magazine Street, at Bouligny Tavern, which the chef John Harris opened in 2011 next to his bistro, Lillette. It's inside a shotgun house, lavishly remodeled in a mid-century modern style. You could easily imagine a Mad Men episode filmed here. And as the evening gets rolling, it can feel like a chef-catered cocktail party is in progress, as vintage vinyl spins on a turntable behind the bar, and well-dressed customers pick over deviled eggs, oysters, and Gouda beignets. The Delices fulfills a similar role nearby, as do spots like Sobu in the French Quarter and the new Fountain Lounge in downtown's Roosevelt Hotel. Drinks are usually central to the appeal of places in this niche, but not always. After all, the mid-city gelato parlor Angelo Braccato's has fulfilled a lower-octane version of the after-dinner spot for generations, and people still line up late here for cones, coffee, or plates of Sicilian pastries. Meanwhile, the dessert destination Sucre provides a more modern example, staying open well past the dinner hour. As dining habits change, and as dining out grows more common, it appears our dining destinations are changing too. So now, for people whose idea of a big night out isn't dinner and a movie, but dinner and then drinks, dessert, or a cheese plate at another restaurant, these after-hours spots are adding new chapters to the evening. Learn more at wwno.org.